Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Avengers Anime Edition. As always, I'm your host, Maddie, and this is a little podcast that talks about different animes for fellow weebs out there. Hey, guys, so as you can tell, it's just a little old me today. Mo last week did her solo episode, and this week apparently I'm doing my solo episode because we forgot the fact that I left for Stillwater for a week because I need to get some money, so I'm working part-time and saying my last final farewells to people before I move down to the big old D-Down, big old Dallas, down in good old Texas. Ooh, moving to a generic sea of concrete. Can't wait for that one. But yeah, guys, so it's just me today, and I hope I can entertain you guys for an extended period of time, because I'll be honest, it's been a while since I've done a solo episode, and the last time I did a solo episode, I had like a clear path of what I was going to say. I had like books and pages of notes. This week, it's a little bit more of a winged one, but hopefully I can talk to myself for the next 30 to 45 minutes. Oh my god, I don't know what I'm going to do, but yeah, guys, pretty much, I'm in Stilly. I'm staying in good old Luke's apartment. He's letting me stay in his room while he's still in his hometown. I'm not going to disclose any more location than that. Don't need you guys to stalk all my friends, you know? No, you know Gossai's out there, okay? If there's a Unogasai out there, she only can come for me, because I'm the only one I want them going for. I'm just saying. But yeah, so I'm currently sitting in his closet trying to record. It's a little bit of a ghetto setup, but we're going to make it work. And guys, I'll be honest, I've been bored as balls. Bored as balls. Like, I've had nothing to do. I worked for 9 hours. I watched Inuyasha the entire time while I was working. Worked really hard. It was my last shift today. And almost done with Inuyasha, which, by the way, was not worth it. Was not worth it. I could have watched just the final season and it made complete sense to me. No, I would have missed nothing. I'm just saying, guys. I mean, like, it's been enjoyable. It's been a nice casual watch. I'm going to watch Gintama next as my next casual watch. But, oh my god, guys, that's just 176 episodes. I'm like, oh my god, why did I watch this many episodes? And I skipped the filler, because I love me a good filler episode. But not an Inuyasha. They were just, oh, too much for me. But yeah, so today was my last day of work. Yeah, today was my last day at work at my part-time job at the library. And I don't know, guys, it was kind of weird and nostalgic. Like, my boss left at around noon, and I still had a couple hours left, and we were kind of chit-chatting, and I was just like, wow, like, I've worked here for 3.5 years, and it was a weird feeling of just, like, I remember, like, I had my good old anime opening playlist playing in my headphones, and I was just walking around the office, and I was just like, wow, so much has changed. And it was weird, guys, like, leaving and closing that door for the last time for me was, like, kind of like, oh, wow, I am graduated, I'm leaving. Like, for me, that was the final, like, oh, I'm done. And so now I'm having a small midlife crisis because I'm realizing I'm about to spend the rest of my life working for the man, and I don't know how I feel about it. Like, I genuinely don't know how to process it. If anyone out there is in a similar boat as I am, please reach out to me. I would plug our podcast, but I honestly do not know what our social is. That is Mo's thing usually. So check out one of our other episodes to get that information. It's usually at the end. And please reach out to me, because, I mean, it's just a weird feeling. Like, I'm just going through a lot of changes right now. Like, dealing with the fact that I'm about to move to a different state. I've been selling stuff, getting rid of clothes, donating, getting all my ducks in an order, or whatever the expression is, ducks in a line, I don't know. And it's just mind-boggling. It's just like, I have 4 more weeks until I start my full-time job, and I don't really know what to do with myself. I'm about to start quilting. Like, legit, I don't know how to sew. I don't know how to sew to save my life. But I'm going to watch a couple of YouTube videos and start quilting, because I have nothing better to do for the next month. I'm just going to pop on a new anime, casually watch that while I'm quilting. I have a bunch of t-shirts. I'll make a t-shirt blanket out of it. Well, we'll see what happens. But yeah, it's just, I don't think anyone really prepares you for this phase of life of, like, I mean, all of, like I'm a recent college grad, right? All of our life is wait for the next year, wait for the next year. Okay, we just need to prepare for the next year and the next chapter of life, the next point in life. Get through high school, best grades possible, most extracurricular so you can get the best college you want. You start in college, you want to keep doing well in college so you can get your grades up so you can get a good internship. You want to keep those grades up, get a good internship. You want to keep those scholarships. You want to keep working and achieving. You're achieving, you get the marks and you're told how good you are, and then you graduate. And it all is over. Some people go to master's. Some people go to, like Mo did. She went to like a program. And once you finish that, then there's no letter grade. There's no anything. You're just stuck on your own, trying to process who you're going to be, hoping that the career you chose in school is what you're going to love to do for the rest of your life. Because, God, how are we supposed to know? And then we just wasted 4 years of our life. Most of us spent almost $1 million to go to school, if we're lucky, for 4 years of college. And, you know, it's just one of those things that's scary. About have to find a new community, new friends, new chapter, new doctor, new dentist. You have to get all that stuff in order that you never thought you would have to do. You start realizing really what taxes are and like all the other payments you have to do. And you're like, oh my God, I have all this money. And then all the money quickly goes away because that's just how life is. And you have all this free time after you graduate, before you start working, that you're like, whoa, the past, in my case, 5 years have hit me like a freight train. Like, oh my gosh, the first 2 weeks after I finished school, I was just struggling. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how I was handling things. And whew, I didn't have my counselor anymore to go talk to because she was just through school and I can't keep going to her because I've graduated. And so I've just been kind of in this limbo of not sure what to do. I finally finished going through all my massive amount of boxes. Oh my God, now we finally have a little path to get to the recording studio in the pool house. But it's just, it's crazy, guys. It's crazy. And the craziest thing is, like, over the summer when I was in the Netherlands, I had about a month where I was chilling there. I was just hanging out. I was binge-watching anime. I was like, oh, what's the next one I'm going to watch? I'm going to binge-watch. I'm going to read a bunch of fan fiction. It was great. I was going to read ACOTAR. I was doing all these things, and I'm not doing any of that right now. Like, I'm just sitting on my bed staring at a window, sometimes looking at my cat chasing a bird, which is quite amusing. You're going to get one of these, Cheeto. I believe in you. But for the most part, I'm just sitting around not doing anything, just trying to find any distraction, but nothing that I really enjoy. And so either video games, and I'm not even watching that much anime anymore. Nothing seriously, at least. I have a massive list of my anime list of like about 100 different animes that I want to watch. I'm like, whoop-de-doo, Maddie. You figured out what you're going to do next if you actually get your act together and start watching. And, well, Archive of Your Own is down right now, so I can't read my fan fiction, but it's not like any of the chapters have updated in the ones I usually read. And I mean, I've read a little bit of ACOTAR over the weekend, but that's about it. And I'm just in a major slump, guys. Like, I guess I'm just going to be real about that. It's kind of been tough. And this podcast is really the only thing that's like getting me going through each week. So thank you guys so much for listening to another episode. And sorry, guys, for just rambling there for so long. I mean, I'm sorry, because, you know, I'm not going to apologize for, you know, what I'm going through. But also, like, whew, I didn't think I could talk for that long, but here we are. But yeah, that's about it. That's where I'm at. A whole lot of nothing. I think I had some funny things happen this week, but I can't remember any of it. So here we are. I did have a crazy person going to work the other day, which maybe I should wait to tell Mo, but I'm going to tell you guys now, and then I'm going to tell Mo again next week so you get to hear the story twice. But guys, I'm working the front desk, right? I'm sitting there. I'm just chilling, watching Inuyasha, scanning my maps. Nothing too crazy, you know? Just doing your normal map room assistant shit, you know? And then this dude walks, and he hands me a book, and he's like, I want this book. And I'm like, home dog. I can't check out no books. You're going to have to go upstairs to the circulation desk. I'm just here to help patrons that want some maps. And he was like, kid you not, he was like, couldn't understand him to save my life. He was just like rambling and he just was incoherent. He was slurring his words real back. I was like, oh my God, what is this man on? And he was also like at least 20 years older than me, which for all of you that don't know, that's like 40s because I'm old as balls. And he was like just kind of rambling and he's like, oh, I want this book. Where do I have to go? I'm like, upstairs. He's like, oh, thanks. He's like, I really like this globe. And he starts spinning this globe, knocks over the damn globe. I'm like, motherfucker, get the fuck out of my office. You know, like, you can't just be knocking over globes like that. These are delicate things. These are ancient, actually, most of them, and no one uses them anymore. They have had water damage from the pipes burst in the ceiling. And he's just like rambling and he's literally holding a blunt. Like, I kid you not, guys. We're in the basement of a public library and he's holding a blunt, not lit, but he's holding it, and he starts slurring some words. He's like, oh, I really like your haircut, man. And I was like, thanks. Keep in mind, I can't tell if he's flirting with me or just high as balls. You know, it's one of these. He's either tripping on balls or he's flirting with me, and I'm like, each to each their own on either front, but also like maybe not in my proximity when my boss is out and it's just me, literally the only person in the entire basement. A little scary. And he just like was like, oh, so where did I go with the book? And I was like, oh, you need to go upstairs. And he's like, oh, and so he starts walking out and he looks at himself in like the reflection of the glass and he starts like messing with his hair. And I'm like, motherfucker, is he trying to like copy my hairdo? Because y'all, I woke up looking like this. You can't just get beauty like this. It is years and years of just sleeping and waking up and you just like swing that hair and it just lusciously falls in place. So that's like the key, you know? And so like he's like walking around the basement. Guys, keep in mind, where I work, I see the front door, right, of my little office area, the reception area, and it literally is right next to the staircase. He walks by the staircase, walks to the back of the basement, comes back, walks around, and he looks at me. He's like, hey, honey, where do I go? I'm like, oh, you need to go upstairs. He's like, oh, thanks, honey. Hopefully they see you again soon. And he winks at me and walks. I'm like, now I'm really confused. Are you high as balls, or are you literally flirting with me? I was like, I'm uncomfy. He left. Thank God. It was a little weird. I was a little creeped out, but I was like, to each their own. And so I just continued watching Inuyasha, doing my thing. But oh my God, guys, the crazies you get in service. In customer service, you just get some crazies out there. And that's okay. I love me a little good crazy. I mean, look at me. I'm crazy. I got a few screws loose. We all know it. I got some medication I got to take to help me out with some stuff. But like, oh my God. Whew. Horse lady. Hair guy. Map, like, treasure hunting guy. Oh my gosh, we've had so many people into the past 3.5 years at this place. And we work in the basement. It's not as bad as when I worked at a restaurant. Woo! Woo! We got the poopy people. We got Glinda. You know, you got your, and you got the pirate. Oh my God. And then you got your cosplay people, which I love me some cosplay. But like, do cosplay people justice and don't be rude as fuck to your servers, you know? Like, if you're in cosplay, you better represent that damn cosplay community because you're representing all of us. And you better be respectful to service. They better be like, cosplay people are so great. Like, we anytime a cosplay person walks in, I want service industry people, like, I want to serve them because they're some of the nicest motherfuckers ever. Yeah, not the people that when I worked at the restaurant. They were not kind. They were rude as fuck, and they smelled terrible. Please wear some deodorant, guys. Just a general tip. Please wear them. And I was just like, y'all doing this... Y'all making this look bad. And me and Mo would be like, oh, why? Why, guys? Why? But to each their own. To each their own. But yeah, guys, I've rambled for probably far too long. But once again, this is probably going to be a shorter episode. So on my solo adventure, I'm not doing what Mo did. I am going to be doing a top 10 fan fiction pairings that deserve more content. Because, guys, there are some pairings out there, but I've been like, oh, you know, those two together, that could be hot. That could be good content. Some of it can be like romantic, some of it's not romantic, and I'm just like, I want to read some of that. I go Google, and I'm like, what? You guys have what? A shit ton of Deku and All Might fanfiction, but you don't got fucking these fanfictions that I don't want to hear from? I'm like, mm-mm, something's wrong here. So this is my platform, guys. Since this is my platform, I can talk whatever the fuck I want about, and I'm going to tell you guys the fanfictions that deserve more content. Okay? Okay. And I'll try to specify, like, what type of fanfictions there are, because, like, I have my taste, right? So, we may have talked about it before, but maybe it's good for me to talk now. So, each pairing, I'll kind of talk about, like, kind of the vibes I would want and stuff. But, like, I prefer, like, canon what's it called? I really like canon compliant fan fictions. Like, I really like it when it's like pretty much like these side characters in the background are doing these things while following the main story. I really like that with slight divergence. Of course, there's going to be some divergence because you're adding a pairing that's not canon. So, obviously, I'm a big sucker for that. I'm also a huge sucker for a slow burn. Guys, I want to feel this burn for literally seasons. Jim and Pam, iconic slow burn. That's what I want in every fanfiction I read. I want to read 350,000 words before they even like admit the fact that they might like their friend. Because that's the other thing, guys. I love a good friends to lovers. Friends to lovers, that is so good. Combined with angst. Oh my God. An angsty friends to lovers slow burn. I couldn't. I can't. And I love it so much. I also like it when it's like unconventional pairings. Like obviously not the main characters, or it's maybe one main character and one side character, maybe just side characters. I really like side character pairings. I don't know why. And I'm a big fan of it. And I love protective pairings. Like, one person's trying really hard to protect the other, but the other one's also trying to protect the other one. And they're just like, there's just all this like alpha energy, except for not alpha omega, because I am not a fan of the Omegaverse, guys. Like, maybe I will soon. Maybe get into that more. But, like, right now, I'm enjoying, like, not the Omegaverse. But that's just me. Because, like, I don't really like super sexy fanfictions. And most Omegaverse stuff is all about finding your mate. We don't need to unpack that anymore. And other things. But I tend to prefer fanfictions that aren't explicit, guys. Like, call me a fake fandom lover, I don't know, whatever, an archive of her own addict. I don't always love this, but don't get me wrong, I enjoy a good spicy one here and there, and there's been some good ones I've read that have just humorous spice, and I love that. I remember one of my favorite fan fictions of all time, which got me into one of my favorite songs of all time, the Jenny series. It's in a My Hero Academia fan fiction about Kirishima and Bakugo. The Baku squad broke into a sperm bank to steal back Bakugo's semen, and I was like, this is the shit I'm talking about. This is the shit I'm talking about. I loved it. I loved every minute of it. That was like one of the funniest chapters I've ever read in my life. And I like, it's iconic. It's engraved in my brain. Oh, which is also the name of the other fanfiction I really like by Bakugo and Kirishima. But that's, we don't need to unpack that. Not yet. Which, by the way, y'all, I'm waiting for you guys' updates. I want to read that shit. So if any of you guys writers out there, give me some updates, please. But also when it comes to fanfiction, I love, like, a good trauma, some depression, some anxiety. I want mental health struggles in fan fictions. I want maybe, like, a difficult coming out story, or, like unaccepting parents or family members. Like, I don't, because I like fan fictions that relate, not relate, but, like, are realistic to some struggles that people in that community really have. And I love reading that. Which sounds, maybe I'm a masochist and I just like to feel pain and sorrow, but, or maybe I just relate to it too much, I don't know, but I just really like reading that stuff, and that stuff really gets me going, you know, it really doesn't bore my balls like this past couple weeks have been, which is, maybe I should just hop back in, maybe after this episode, I'm gonna get Roy back into fanfiction, guys, there's a good chance I will, but without further ado, let me talk about my first fanfiction pairing that I think deserves more, like, content out there. And this one's a little weird. There is quite a bit of fanfiction over this one. I just want more that's not just, like, you'll understand. So, I love Kakagiri. I love Kakagiri. It's one of my favorite shows. And I really want some more of Yumiko and Mary. Like, that ship right there, I love it. Right now, there is actually not as much as you'd think of the two of them. You'd think there would be, this is horny gambling, you'd think there's a lot of fanfiction, but there's a lot less than you'd expect. And it's just kind of disappointing. Most of it's just, like, really fucking explicit, and it's just point of plot. And that's not really my thing, guys. It's not really my thing. And it's just, like, I just want the two of them, like, their friendship blossoming more. You know, like, in the anime, it doesn't really have, like, their friendship's not really, like, friendship-heavy. I just want to see them two become closer and, like, more friendly and not just, like, sex-crave demons, you know? But, you know, that's just me. And what do I know? Like, I'm a crazy bitch. We all know that. And I would like to see more of that. And, I mean, some of the lower ones on this list, because I have 10, I'm not going to talk about a whole lot because really the top like six are the ones I really want to see more of. But yeah, like a Yumiko and Mary, like I would love to see like a college AU or maybe like a coffee shop AU, like take them out of the gambling scene, give them that like insatiable personality over like something else like coffee, where they like bond over their mutual love of coffee and like Mary spills her coffee on Yumiko and Yumiko's like, well, now you owe me. And maybe you add a little bit of like the whole like, oh, you're now my dog kind of thing, you know, that they have in the anime. Maybe he's like, oh, well, now you owe me for spilling it on this super nice dress. And now you like, you know, And then like they become friends from it, or maybe more than friends, you know, a little bit of spicy, you know. Wouldn't mind that too between the two of them, you know. You tease it a lot for us in the anime and then you don't give it to us in fan fiction form. And, you know, where's the justice? Where is the justice for this pairing? There just ain't any. So that's my first complaint. Number nine on this list, this one is a, like, purely, like, I just want more content of this because I love this show so much and I just want to see this family dynamic more, and it is Lloyd and Yor from Spy Family, and even maybe, like, I forgot the daughter's name, y'all blanked, but you guys know the mime reading girl, spoiler, I just want to see, and this is not an explicit one at all. This is just one I want to see that family day. I want to see them just do normal house stuff. I want them to see, like, Yor's trying to clean and Lloyd's helping. Like, I just want to see, I just want more of this content. This family dynamic is fucking adorable. Like, it's so heartwarming. I just want to, like, be in the mind of Anna, I think is her name. Oh, it's not Anna. Anya, something like that. I want to be in Anya's little brain and just listening to everyone, reading everyone's mind, be like, oh, Yor just went and go kill the, you know, the ambassador again. Oh, cool. Lloyd's got to, like, defuse a bomb. And, you know, like, I want that shit. I want simple. I want the good, feel-good feelings. This is not, like, a slow burn one. This is just, like, a good-feeling family one. I want to live vicariously through these people. I want to have a happy, dysfunctional family. It just seems like a fantastic job. It's just fucking adorable, okay? That's all I gotta say. And I don't need to justify myself. I want more fanfiction of it. I want more. Because all they got right now, very explicit sex. And I'm not here for it. Not here for it. I don't want Yor and Lloyd to have hot and steamy sex in a dumpster. That's not hot. That's not hot. I want them to, like, fall in love. I want them to clean together, cook together. I want them to care for this adopted child together. And I want them to fall in love that way. I want a beautiful wedding. Like, maybe, I mean, that's what fan fiction is. It's just like what your inner desires are and what you want. And that's what I want. I don't know, many people would disagree with me on that one. Just saying. And then I have number eight on this list. This one's kind of weird. And it's just kind of one of those, like, I was just watching this anime and, like, I wouldn't, like, I'm not demanding. This is one of those pairings that's not like, oh my god, like, I can't believe there's not more. It's not, it's just one of those, like, they tease a lot of stuff in the anime. And I'm like, I expected there to be some fanfiction of this. And so here I am, calling out to all of you guys. It's from Komi Can't Communicate and Tadano and Katai. They tease that so much, and I'm like, oh yeah, that would be kind of hot, you know, Katai and Tadano. I mean, like, I'm not opposed to that one. I like a good size difference like that as much as the next person, as long as it's not, like, a small child. I enjoy it. I enjoy a good muscle boy, you know, and, I'm disappointed, because there's literally not a single fanfiction pairing between the two of them. A single one, guys. This is a grave travesty. That's why this is even on the list, is because I couldn't find a single one. I couldn't find a single one, period. Not even a friendship one. Not normally, like, you can't find some explicits, but you have a bunch of, like, friendship stuff. No, none at all. And I'll just, like, excuse me? Excuse me? Like, this, I feel like, should have way more fanfiction over it. And in general, Komi Can't Communicate doesn't have very much fanfiction at all. And I'm like, you have so many characters. So many quirky characters. Like, and you got some kinky motherfuckers in there, too. You could get some good fanfiction out of it. And I'm just shocked that the fandom doesn't provide more content. Which, I mean, I guess because it's not really the target demographic for fanfiction. A lot of times it's, like, hot male characters and stuff. But, like, you know, I'm just disappointed. I would love to see, like, a slow burn between these two or something. You know, just like, well, what do I know, right? I'm not even writing any fan fiction, so what, maybe I should write it. I could write a damn good fan fiction, guys. I feel like I could. I mean, y'all let me know if you guys want me to write a pairing. Give me a pairing and I'll write it. I'm just saying, I could do it. I write D&D campaigns. I can write a spicy little number, you know? I can do it. All right, so number 7 on my list of fanfictions pairings that deserve more content is Nana and Nana from Nana. You know, not to be confusing at all. And there is a lot of fanfiction. Not a lot, but there is a good amount of, like, friendship fanfiction between some of the characters in this. But there's not a lot of just Nana and Nana. And I would love to see the two of them in a romantic relationship. Like, I expected there to be a lot more fanfiction over the two of them just because of, like, the dynamics of them being, like, platonic soulmates and stuff. I expected there to be, like, romantic soulmates intertwined in the fandom. But there really isn't. And, I mean, this is an older anime, and a lot of time older animes don't, like, necessarily cross that threshold. But I just expected more. And I just would love to see their friendship blossom to that. Oh, I would also love... I'm not, like, a huge fan of the miscommunication trope, but I feel like in Nana and Nana's relationship, it would be so good if they had a miscommunication trope. Or maybe, like, a jealousy trope, you know? Like, maybe, like, one Nana is still with her boyfriend, the other one's just Rego or something. And, you know, like the anime. And maybe, like, they find their love with each other, like, through their sorrows and their jealousy. And maybe they're, like, there's a miscommunication. And then, like... they get angry at each other, storm off, kind of like how the anime ended. And then, like, they come back together because they realize they just can't live without each other. That would be great. I feel like that would be so great to just read. And I would just love to see them all, like, all as friends just together again and just see, like, a life after Nana had her kid. Like, I would just love to see a life after that, you know? After they left that table. You know, I want to live longer than the content is, but that's just me. And what do I know, right? I mean, that's just my opinion, but that's my Nana stand right there. Next, I have, on this list, number 6, is when we're finally getting some of the more... the ones I actually, like, would love more content over. And this is a Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood one, so a little tease for what we're doing next week, hopefully. Major Armstrong and... Colonel Mustang. Guys, I would love to see this ship more. There's hardly any ships with Major Armstrong, but it's not, like, super problematic, we'll just put it that way, or incestual. And I just would love to see these two together. Like, I feel like Muscle Man Armstrong and, like, Fire Boy Mustang would just be kind of, like, I know it's unconventional, but I feel like it'd be kind of hot, you know? Like, I would just love to see, like, Colonel Mustang, like, you know, potentially being more of a dominant role in this relationship and seeing Major Armstrong being more submissive. And just, like, I love switching the stereotypes around. Like, I love the idea of Major Armstrong being a power bottom, you know? Like, I can get behind it. And I feel like it would be a great one. And this is not one I would really want to slow burn of. Like, I just feel like this would be good, like, really quick fan fiction. It's probably a little bit more steamy, if we're going to be honest. Like, I don't really want to see an emotional development here. If I want to see emotional development, I'd do Mustang and Hughes, 100%. I think that'd be a great one for just a romantic relationship. But, like, Major Armstrong and Mustang would be kind of hot. Like, someone write me some fan art for that and send that our way. Like, I'd love to see some of that content, but that's just me. Next on this list is number 5. And number 5, I had a hard time figuring out which pairings from this this fandom to do. The fandom's Haikyuu, and y'all know Haikyuu's got a lot of fanfiction. Like, a lot. And there's a lot of, like, thruples. And, you know, I can get behind a good thruple, and I thought about adding a couple thruples here, but I realized the one I really want to see more of is Asai and Daichi. Like, I don't know what it is with the captain of the team and then, like, their ace. For some reason, that pairing looks... like, I feel like I want more of that. Like, Nishinoya and Asai have a handful, and I would love to see more of that relationship, too, because I just think that relationship dynamic is just so entertaining to watch. Like, also, if you're going to write some more of that, I would love to see Nishinoya being more of a dominant top in that relationship, if you know what I mean, and Asahi being more of a submissive bottom, not even power bottom, just bottom, because I love me a good, like, role flip. And but, like, Daichi and Asahi, I just feel like their friendship could develop in a way that, like, oh, they're going to college together, and then it develops while they're in college, and then, like, I don't know. There was just something endearing about those two characters that I would just love to see together. Like, if this was real life and I met those two, I'd be like, yeah, I want those two together. Like, I would have been trying to, like, get those two together. And that's just me. But, like, Haikyuu's got a lot of great pairings and got a lot of good content, guys. Like, I have no complaints about that fandom. I just would, like, I'd like to see a little bit more of these two. Or, like, a little bit more of Nishinoya. Or the three of them together. Ooh! Ooh! That sounds like a good throuble. I'm going to Google that later, see if I can find more of that. I don't think I saw any last time I was on the AO3, which is down, by the way, guys. Like, I was going to do more research for this, and it was down. So I couldn't do it. So if I'm misinformed, correct me. And understand that I couldn't Google it, so I couldn't tell you. But this is just based on my memory. All right. Number four on my list is another unconventional one that I think a lot of people will be like, what the hell, Maddie? Why are you even bringing this one up? And it's from Violet Evergarden, and it's Benedict and Hajin. And I know that's, like, super weird, because some people, like, ship Hajin and Gilbert together, and a lot of people like Gilbert and Violet, which there's actually not a whole lot of content for Violet Evergarden in general that's, like, just in general, because, one, the anime is just so fucking good, I would just watch the anime over and over again before I read a fan faction over it, but, like, when I was lonely and wanting to live a little bit more, you know, new content for Violet Evergarden, I was looking Benedict and Hajin because I feel like, you know, a boss-employee relationship that's kind of, you know, sounds the makings of a great plot right there. It's a little spicy, a little hot and heavy, if you know what I mean. And, like, it'd just be one of those, like, slow burns, like, forbidden loves. Oh, I love me a good forbidden love. Or, like, modern day, like, working in a post office kind of thing, you know, like, I could get behind it. And I would love, like, Violet to be, like, a random side character giving advice, you know, but, like, giving really bad romantic advice where, like, it's just, like, this really goofy, like, fanfic where they're, like, trying to communicate that they love each other and they're listening to, like, they're asking the wrong person. And then, like, Claudette shows up and, like, I'm back from my long vacation. Like, what the hell, Violet? Like, why did you fuck all this up? Like, listen to me. Listen to me tell you guys how to win this man over because I've dated this guy. Like, I'd just love to see that. Like, I'd also just love to see it where, like, Benedict is not, like, he's, like, straight, you know? Like, he's not into dudes. But, like, there's just something about Hodgins, like, fatherly personality and loving embrace that just makes him, like, you know what? Maybe I should just be taken care of. Maybe I should just let Hodgins take care of me and Hodgins be like, well, I don't really like dudes either, but, like, Benedict just makes me happy. You know, I'm writing it in my head already, guys. I'm just saying, I would love to see a little bit more of that. I feel like that would be a good one. And now I'm getting to some of my more, like, I clearly was more into these when I was, like, in high school watching this. But, like, I still think they deserve more, like, fan fiction over it. And so the first one is an Assassination Classroom pairing. And it's, like, a super, like, no main characters. It is a devil side character pairing, and it's Itano and Ryoma, which is Itano is the like half brother thing of Koro Sensei, and then Ryoma is like the super angry boy that had like very selfish anger issues. There's a couple pairing, like a couple fanfics I remember reading of these two, and like I really like their dynamic. It's just like These two kids are punks. I love it. I love a good, like, two punk characters being shipped together, like, angsty. Like, no, I don't talk about my feelings. Like, no, I'm not going to talk about it. No, I'm never going to admit that I'm, like, no, I'm manly. And then, like, through the course of, like, being, I would love it to be, like, canon compliant. Like, while it's trying to unpack, like, the anime and following the plot of it and, like, oh, like, you know, the main characters are going through their bullshit. And then, like, these two over here are like, hey, like, how about I start getting better at communicating my feelings? Like, Itano would be like, hey, like, I was a test tube experiment for years, and I don't know how to trust people. And Ryoma being like, hey, bro, like, I got you. Like, we're going to break you out of your shell. And that just seeing them, their relationship develop, you know, would be really cool. And, like, there's, like, in the anime, they start becoming pretty good friends. And I would just love to see more of that, you know, in, like, a fan fiction form. And like, this one, I wouldn't even want to be, like, sexual. Like, I would want it to just be, like, friends helping each other move past a shit ton of trauma. Because, oh my god, need to know got trauma. Ryoma, I'm pretty sure he got a lot too, but I would just love to see more of that. But that's just me. So now we're going to my top two fan fictions I think deserve more content. The second one is like really one that I demand. This pairing out of everything I've said, I demand there to be more content of this because I have waited and waited years for more people to write about this pairing and I get nothing. I get nothing. I get a shit ton of incest. I get, they keep shoving that down my throat in this fandom and I'm like, no, I want these two. This is healthy. I feel like this would be, it's not really healthy, guys. It's actually a really toxic relationship, but I'm here for it. And it's from Blue Exorcist, which you understand why there's a bunch of incest. And I would love Bon and Rin. I would just love the two of them. I just love the two together. I love my two angsty, angry boys, you know? And I want those two to get together. I want, like, Bon to, like, realize how open up about his emotions and love Bombity. And Rin being like, oh, I'm going to be vulnerable and let someone love me, you know, kind of thing. That's not his fucking twin brother, guys. The sheer amount of fanfiction and, like, manga that's written about this is horrendous. Horrendous. I don't want incest. I don't want it. That's not my cup of tea. It really is not, guys. I might joke about it when we're reviewing animes of like, you know, it's just incest, it's fine, you know, like No Game No Life is like really good. It's just a little kiss to keep them alive. It's fine. It appeals to a demographic. I joke. I don't actually enjoy the content, especially in fanfiction form, especially when you got a gosh darn great pairing. You know, sorry, my good old Christian side's coming out here right now when we're talking about fanfiction. We got good old Bon and Rin, you know. Bon, our angry boy, they're dynamic, they're constantly like, they're almost like enemies to lovers almost, like, they're like always fighting, they're always angsty, they're always yelling, there's a lot of tension between the two, you could easily write that as sexual tension, you could just a little bit of canon divergence, and you could just like, stake up the sexual tension. You could make this pairing so intense and passionate. You could have like an outburst of emotional love. You could even have it where maybe like Rin is starting to talk to, I forget the little green girl because I don't want her with Rin. Maybe like he starts like talking to her more. And maybe they have a romance develop. And then Bon just gets super jealous and petty and he like goes to all angsty mode and you know, blah, blah, blah. And then like maybe, like, you know, Rin's twin brother, Yuki, is like, hey, you know, like, Bon, like, communicate. Maybe go for it. And then, like, they have an emotional confession, and then they talk, and then, like, Shiyumi, I think is her name, is like, I support it. I ship y'all. I go for it. And I'm like, the two of them happy. And, like, their relationship is like, that's not where it ends. It keeps going. They just start impacting, like, you know, all their trauma. You know, both of them got major daddy issues. Rin got literal daddy issues with Satan. Bon has little daddy issues with Satan killing everyone in his family, but his dad, and his dad's a deadbeat, you know, which is arguable because I don't really think it's that. But Bon's kind of an asshole. But there's a lot of moments in the anime where the two of them have a lot of tension and they're trying to protect each other. And I feel like a fan fiction form of that, tall glass of wine right there. Tall damn glass of wine. Pour me a cup, Mo. Pour me a cup. So that is my number two pairing, but I think demands so much. It's an injustice. There's not enough content of it. Now, guys, my number one pairing that I think deserves more content. And, you know, it's not that there's not content out there. There is quite a bit of content of this pairing, and I love it. But I demand more content. I demand the most content. And that is Karashima and Bakugo. Guys, I will die on this hill. I demand that there be more fanfiction of these two than anyone else in the entire My Hero Academia fandom. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit if you're like, you're Deku and Toto or like Deku Baku. No, I want Baku Kiri. I want that pairing. I love them. I love my angsty boys. I want the slow burn. I want the friends to lovers. I want them to unpack their trauma. God knows Bakugo got trauma. Karashima got issues too. But Karashima's like that ray of sunshine in Bakugo's life is just so beautiful. Bakugo and Deku, guys, that's toxic as fuck. No. The Karashima and Bakugo, though, hot. It's great. And like, I love the canon. There's so many canon compliant ones that just follow the story because, you know, it's easy to write it into this anime. I want more of that. That's all I want. I think it's really good. I just absolutely love this pairing more than anything. And it brings me so much serotonin just reading these two's relationship develop and these different fan fiction pairings. And I want more of it. I want more of it because, guys, it's starting to die down. The fandom is starting to die down, and I want more. I want there to be more written about these two. I demand more to be written. But also, I would love some more, like, coffee shop and, like, college AU ones. I found a couple of them, and they're not, like, bad, but I would love more if it's just, like, more emotional, more unpacking, you know? Like, I don't know, guys. Just Baku Kamishima, I stand with it. I literally have one of my roommates drew art for me, of it for me. And I'm like, I'll treasure this always. I have it hidden somewhere because, you know, my family. But, like, this pairing, 10 out of 10. And it deserves 10 out of 10 more fandoms out there. That doesn't make any sense to me. And I don't give a care if it doesn't make sense, but it makes a point. But yeah, guys, so those are my top 10 fan fiction pairings that I think demand more content out of them. If you guys have any other ones that you just feel like have been done injustice, let me know. Like, reach out to me, and I will make a part two of this episode and be like, guys, the fans have spoken. We need more of this content. And if you guys start writing fan fictions of these, please let me know. And I will read them gladly. And I'll review them on here. I'll give you some free advertisement, you know. I'll do it. Yeah. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Mel will be with us next week. And we will be finally reviewing my Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. And I do not know how to shamelessly plug, and this is just going to be an awkward jumble mess into the ending. But, yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode, and good luck benching out there. Bye-bye.